Tonight is Shavuos of Tammuz. Tomorrow is the fast of Shavuos of Tammuz. So I want to discuss some of the halachas of the Tainis and of the 3 weeks. So first of all, it's brought down in Simon Tav Kuf Mem Tes that there were four fasts that were nikba for the Churban Beis Hamikdash. There was Yudzayim B'Tammuz, Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Tevis, and Tisha B'Av. And the order is it starts really with Asar B'Tevis. Asar B'Tevis is when the Goyim surrounded the city. Yudzayim B'Tammuz is when they broke in through the wall. Tisha B'Av is when they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. And then there was still like some remnant of, you know, a tzibur there or whatever. And then is when they killed Gedalia ben Achikam on Tzom Gedalia. And that was like the end of the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the order of the fasts. In addition to that, there's a different type of Tainus, which is Tainus Esther, which is nothing. It's a different type of Tainus. It's Tainus of Tefillah. And that's a different din. And they have different halachas. Now, the halachas of a person who's a chayla, all these fasts, we know the halachas basically are the fast. You're not allowed to eat. You can't even taste food, etc. You are allowed to wash your hands and all that. The Shaila is, there is a very interesting Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says, regarding washing, taking a shower on Shavuos B'Tammuz, and he says, Ve'efshar d'yesh l'hachmer b'yudzayin b'tammuz v'asar b'tevis k'moi m'resh chodesh ad ha'tainis. So the Bir Halacha, which is in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, has a tzad that on the Asar B'Tevis and Shavuos B'Tammuz, you have to be, on the day itself of Shavuos B'Tammuz, you have to be machmer like the 9 days. So that would mean that you wouldn't be allowed to take a shower, for example, on Shavuos B'Tammuz itself. Now, right after Shavuos B'Tammuz, you are allowed to take a shower, but on Shavuos B'Tammuz itself, there's an inyan, according to the Sbir Halacha, to be machmer like the 9 days. Let me see if he brings down anyone that's chaylik on that. But that's what he brings down. Yeah, there's a shayla about it. But it could be in cold water you're allowed to, but definitely a warm shower, maybe you should be machmer on that. Now, the shaila is, does that start tonight already? So the question is, do the halachas of the fast start tonight? We know they don't. But even though the halachas of the fast doesn't start tonight, but the halachas of the 3 weeks does start tonight. So that means that by tonight already, even though Rav Moshe says it's a machlokes in the Rishonim, Moshe has a tshuva, a lot of chasanas tonight. Some people still have chasanas tonight. So,
music and everything?
What?
Music and everything?
Yeah, I mean, I remember giving this year one time, a different year, when Shavuos B'Tammuz fell out now. You ever heard of a chasana tonight?
No, most places can hold that the halacha start tonight, no, besides fasting.
Right, you know, the dinam of the tainis starts tomorrow, but the Yibena Mitzarim starts tonight. So you wouldn't be allowed to make a chasana tonight or anything. And also, but no. Rav Moshe has a tshuva that b'shas atchak, you're allowed to be mekel to take a haircut tonight. Yeah, I just saw it right now before I came here. I saw it inside. What?
What's the
Shazat Chak? Well, the question is, what's the Shazat Chak? Why didn't you take care of it before?
No.
Right? So unless, you know, but... What? I mean, the whole Bein HaMetzarim has been Cholamoed. Malcolm Hefzid, you're allowed to take a haircut. So, no, I was saying is that the Bir Halacha says that Shavuos B'Tammuz itself has a din of the 9 days. So that you wouldn't be allowed to shower. The Shaila is, would you be allowed to shower tonight? Shavuos B'Tammuz itself the halacha has a tzad to be machmir that it has a din of the 9 days. That means you're not allowed to shower on Shavuos or Batamos. But the question is that midin that? But that's only midin the tainus. So that's the chayor only tomorrow, not tonight. Even though tonight you have the din of the bein mitzarim, that's not the bein mitzarim is not the 9 days. The tainus of Shavuos or Batamos is the chayor of the 9 days, and mamila would only be by day, not tonight. Now the stomach shiloh, you're allowed to take showers on the tainus.
No, but isn't there a shiloh about eating about shemashal fasting, right? So the place can say that on a fast day, the fast really starts the night before.
Right, no, that's what I'm saying.
But
this is stomach shiloh. What?
Right.
This is stomach shiloh. There's a shiloh. There's a shlaw that says you're not allowed to shower b'chlal on a fast.
Right.
Even tainus ester, whatever. Any tainus. Nothing.
All the 5 years. Right?
What? Yeah. But, well, yeah, you have to know how
not all
what?
Not all five, but it could be Kashmir, it could be...
Right, but not, what's it called? Not a thing. Not Neil Sando, because that's Mechzikiu and Chuchavatlu, whatever. So, okay, ask a Shiloh, I'm saying if it comes up, but normally the place, although the things are motor. That's all motor, what I'm saying, but in general, there's a tzad, there's a shlaw that... If there's no particular, we're not so much knowing like the shla, but that every fast has a din of the. Okay, so Maisa Lagabe, there's a big shaila in the Minhagim. Someone who's sick, a chayla she'ein by sakana, that means the chayla she'ein by sakana is not such a high level of a chayla. A chayla she'ein by sakana means that a person is allowed to ask a guy on Shabbos to do a mir la'akum. You're allowed a chayla she'ein by sakana. So a chayla she'ein by sakana, the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is, he's also for him to fast. It's also for him to fast. So a chayla she'ein by sakana could be that we hold is that if he's lying in bed with a bad headache for Shabbos, he's called a chayla. Chayla called gufa, he's a chayla she'ein by sakana. The lashon is chayla she'ein by sakana. He says, lashon of Mishnah Berurah is a chayla she'ein by sakana. Kol shekein imu chayla she'ein by sakana bevade potem leis anais va'asu loy lahachmer al atzmai. So what? Right.
He has to tashlum.
No, not if he's a chayla. That's why I'm not sure. I thought one time there was, but then I found one saying it was machalik, whatever. But it's a chayla that is eating going to help him? Well, chayla, I mean, eating is going to help him. Yeah, okay, fine. So, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that it affects his health and he's not eating. If it's machmas choyli, if he's not a choyli, he just doesn't feel good because of the fast. The whole point of the fast, he shouldn't feel well. That's not a choyla. That means you're a healthy person that's fasting. That affects you. The point is, if there's a choyla there, then that's a problem. Okay. Now, Lekabi Mu'uberes and Meinekes, a pregnant woman or a nursing woman. So, Lemaisa, there's a big shino in the poiskim over here. How did it go? Everyone should ask a shayla on their particular matzav. What it says in the Ramah is that they should try to fast unless they don't feel well. And he says, "Vafilo ein ubrus umeinikais shemitstarais harbe ein lehes anois." And he says, "Vafilo einan mitstarais einan mukhiyavis el shenagu." So he says a regular muberes meinekes, the minhag was to be machmer to fast, unless they have tzar, and the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't have to be a big tzar. Then now in Yerushalayim, the minhag is right away they were makel on this. Any muberes or meinekes eat. We don't even ask shaylos, nothing. And the place can say because there the climate is such, especially Shavuos Batamos and Tisha B'Av or whatever, but the climate in general is such that it's very hard to sort of fast, and therefore my stomach you're not going to feel good, so may as well just fast now, just break the fast now, because not shy to keep it. Well, that's what they say. So you know, if that's the logic in Eretz Yisrael, that would be the same thing here. The poskim over here aren't as quick to be makel, and they more take the Ramah at face value, and the American poskim say more that you take the Ramah at face value, that you're supposed to fast. And try to fast. If they get somewhat weak, then they should taka not fast. Also, if the meinekes, the primary or not even primary, but one of the primary sources of food for the child is the mother, and she doesn't supplement too much with other things. So even if she does supplement, but she does also feed the baby, and the baby will not have what to eat, then that's for sure a good enough reason to break the fast as well. That is, so even if the mother would be fine, but she just won't have milk, and they'll give an extra bottle to the baby instead, you're not mechuyev to do that, and that she would be allowed to eat in order to help to give the baby food. But I'm talking about Shavuos and Talmud right now. Mine and Tisha B'Av separately. But that's the raw in general. In Eretz Yisrael, like I said, they're much more make on this. They say right away to break the fast. So it may depend on the mitzvahs. Okay. So getting to the... I wish I had my paper here. There it is. So getting to the Bein HaMetzarim, the 3 weeks. So as we know, there's a big machlokes between the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim. But again, this. All the halachas that the Mechaber mentions are all the halachas of the 9 days. The Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch does not mention basically the halach of the 3 weeks at all. Of Bein HaMetzarim starting from Shavuos and Batamos. All he mentions is one halacha. That, at the end of Tavkuf Nun Aleph, the Mechaber says, is that during the 3 weeks, during Bein HaMetzarim, which starts on Shavuos and Batamos, a person should not make the bracha of Shechiyanu. That's the only halacha that's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch itself. His lashon is that Toiv li zorim mi loymar Shechiyanu Bein HaMetzarim al pri oyal malbush. Aval pidin aben, or whatever different thing you could say. So the minig is not minig, but that's the hanagas. We do not say Shechiyanu during the 3 weeks. Now, what's the reason for that? So it makes a big difference what the reason is. What? Oh, so is it because the lashon of the bracha is not appropriate to be said during the 3 weeks? What's the zman of the bracha? Hashem, Shechiyanu, you kept us alive and going so that we could reach this time. This time? There's a time of sadness, of avelos. There's not a time that you should be thinking of Kadosh Baruch Hu that you're experiencing. So, man, it's not appropriate to say the lashon, the bracha of Shechiyanu during this time.
Hashem's blessing and the good.
You say dynamis. I hear it, but to say Shechiyanu is not appropriate. It's not giving the right, you know, that's not the right bracha to be said. Or is the reason is because something that you're saying Shechiyanu on means that you're having a simcha. And you can't, that simcha you're not supposed to have during the 9 days, during the 3 weeks. So Shiloh, what's a nafkamina? Very big nafkamina. Nafkamina is what happens if a person buys a car. What? Oh, why? Because a car, unless you're the only person that's going to use the car, the halacha is, you don't make a shechiyanu on it. You make a bracha, a toiva meitiv. A toiva meitiv is set on something which you would say shechiyanu, but if it's multiple people will benefit from it, you say a toiva meitiv. So for example, you buy a suv, you say shechiyanu. But you buy a car, which is a greater thing, you don't say shechiyanu, you say a toiva meitiv. How do you say a toiva meitiv? Unless you have a mortgage, then maybe the bank says a toiva meitiv thing, but I'm not sure it's what I don't know about that, but it's shalom and hagim. No, so Rav Moshe has a tshuva. I just looked inside about buying a car during the 3 weeks. So he says, Lamaisa, you don't say Shechiyanu on a car, you say Toiva Meitiv. So Mamela, there's no problem out to the din of Shechiyanu. The only problem is that you're doing something with a big simcha. There's no halacha of Mematim B'Simcha during the 3 weeks. During the 9 days is the din of Mematim B'Simcha. So the Mela, right, so Ramesh is clearly learning that the Isser of saying Shachianu is because of the Lashon Shachianu. So the Mela, if you're going to have the equal level Simcha, but technically you're not saying the word Shachianu, you're saying a Bracha Teve Meitiv, so you're like, there will be no problem Isser in doing that. Now, some people get... So you'll be allowed to purchase a car. You won't be allowed to purchase a suit. Or wear a suit. But you'll be allowed to purchase a car. So it's like ironic, right? But if it's going to be the language of the bracha will be a teva meitiv, it will be mutter to do it. Okay?
What about...
So if you have a new fruit... So our minhag is you say Shachianu on Shabbos. Same thing, because since the point of the Shachianu is that it's not a good zman, if on Shabbos you could say it. If the verb would be the Simcha Shabbat, it could be that you wouldn't be allowed to say Shabbos either, because it's still Bein HaMetzarim. But since the verb is the Shachianu, you could say it on Shabbos. Our minhag is you could say it on Shabbos. So therefore, you could wear the new shoot Shabbos. You could eat it if you have a new fruit.
Shachianu on the car on Shabbos.
What?
Make sure you're on the car on Shabbos?
If you're the only person using the car?
Yeah. That's
pretty schwach.
Is it like a lease?
No. I don't think a lease is... The Simcha is on Shabbos, right. But there's no problem of... No! What?
Am I allowed to do something like Simcha Shabbos?
If there would be an Isser of Simcha, then it would be on Shabbos too. But there's no Isser of Simcha. The Isser of Shachianu is the last lashon of the bracha. So Mamela, it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. So therefore, if you have a new fruit, then save it for Shabbos, and then say the Shachianu on Shabbos. The post can say, if you by accident already made the bracha, Bar Priya ate, and you're about to take a bite, then... Since you're eating it, then you should say the Shachianu now already.
The suit, though, you wear for Shabbos.
You wear the suit Shabbos, right? If a woman has a brand new piece of jewelry, a chashuv thing, also she can wear it during the 3 weeks, as long as she wears it on Shabbos, she can make a Shachianu.
So she shouldn't buy her way to just wait the 3 weeks to do it.
I don't know what you should do. You're allowed to do it this way. A lot of people, get. Like caught up with the zachim, it's not a good omen, and I don't want to get involved in the 3 weeks and whatever. Okay, I mean, people are allowed to have their emotions, you know, that way also. But halachically, you're allowed to do it. Is there a makom to be machmer? Could be there's a makom to be machmer. It's not. I mean, there is a makom to be machmer. Yeah, because Mishabura's lashon is, he says about the pre. I came b'Shabbos ain lahachmer b'zeh. The belav halchi harbe achreinim maskimin lahakel b'Shabbos. Sounds like the haskam of the poskim is that it's mutar on Shabbos. Okay. Now, that's the only halacha mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch b'negea the 3 weeks. Okay. But the Ramah adds on a few things. So one thing the Ramah adds, but there's one other thing. The Ramah adds like this. First of all, the Ramah adds haircuts. Noigin lahachmer mitchilas l'shchodesh l'tasporis lahachmer b'yadzayim b'tamuz. So haircuts is the Ramah's chiddush. You now take haircuts the whole 3 weeks from yadzayim b'tamuz until Tisha B'av. Now Ramosha has a whole tshuva, and it's an interesting tshuva. He has two tshuvas. One tshuva is that he says that for a hefsid, a person is allowed to shave during the 3 weeks. For a hefsid, a person is allowed to shave during the 3 weeks. And then another tshuva, he says that you asked me, how come anyone who asks me the shaila, I never told them it's mutter, but I wrote in the sefer that it's mutter. So he goes back and says a whole lumdus to explain why he was saying it's mutter, and it really depends on your situation. You're going to lose the job, you're this, that. It's not super partial, but, you know, to say just because a person has a job that he's allowed to shave. But if there's a real inyan that the person's going to put his job in danger, or it's going to affect him in the long run, then Ramesh seems to say in the tshuva that it's mutter. He's not machalic there. I don't think he's machalic. There are those that hold that. Yeah, there are those that are machalic, that Sphere is leichter. Because Sphere is not medina de Gemara b'chol.
Because he's saying by Sfira that anybody that goes to work should shave.
Right, because Sfira is much less of a Dina de Gemara. Sfira is not in the Gemara at all. This is Korban Beis HaMikdash, is in the Gemara.
What about cutting your nails? Is it just...
Cutting has nothing to do with this. Okay? Cutting nails is Chol Moed, but not on this. Oh, so by the way, Lagabi the 3 weeks, Lagabi the Shachyanu. So a person's still allowed to buy clothes during the 3 weeks. You're just not allowed to, even on the 9 days, you're not allowed to buy anything. You're not allowed to buy a new pair of socks. Nothing. On Shavuos, on the 3 weeks, okay, you're allowed to buy whatever you want. You just can't make a Shachyanu. So you could even buy a suit if you're not going to make the Shachyanu on it. The Isra is not the buying. The Isra is only related to the Shachyanu. Or you could buy it and wear it on Shabbos. Right. Okay? Now, okay, so that's the thing. The other Inyan that's brought down is the Mishabura brings over here. You're not allowed to do Rikudim Umchailis on the 3 weeks. That means that this is brought down in the Mishabura over here, Sifkaton. Sifkaton Tezayin. That the Mishabura over here says is that even though during the 3 weeks you're not allowed. The Rama adds another thing here. He says, the Rama adds another issur that we don't get married during the 3 weeks. We don't get married. Even if you're not going to have music, it's a separate issur, you don't get married. But engaged, you're allowed to get engaged during the 3 weeks. Because maybe someone else, if you don't get engaged, someone else is going to chop the shidduch. And therefore, you're allowed to get engaged then. Now, at an engagement that happens during the 3 weeks, the question is, what are you allowed to do there? So Mishabura says, you can't have a full suda, but you could serve some cake, and that's okay. But you can't have rikudim umchaylois, miyudzayim v'tamos. So what does it mean, rikudim umchaylois? It means dancing. Like even one person dancing by himself, and mechaylos means a circle. It means you're not allowed to have dancing at all during the 3 weeks. Also, you're not allowed to sing songs that bring to dancing. So that means even if everyone's sitting down, let's say at a Sheva Brachas, and everyone wants to sing, so they're going to start singing, and whatever, it's going to get labedic, and then usually that spurts out into a dance. You have to be careful with that.
Could you have Sheva Brachas? I guess if you get married right before the 3 weeks.
If you get married before, you could have Sheva Brachas. The question is, what type of songs and dancing? So Shlomo Zalman is very machmer on this. He says, when the chassan walks in, you can't dance. You can't dance during the 3 weeks. So others are a little bit more makel on that, whatever. But the main isser is to dance. Singing is not usser unless it's going to bring to dancing. Mashal at a bar mitzvah. Now, this is leaving aside the isser to do kli nigun. You're not allowed to do kli zemer either. You're not allowed to have a band, have live music. So live music is also no matter what, even if it's depressing songs. Okay? Live music is stamos that you're not allowed to have. But not live music. So even just singing without accompaniment of instruments is still aser if it's going to bring to dancing, and dancing itself is always aser. So that's pretty much. Now the whole issue with the music, with the tapes and all that, is because the shaila is a music, a CD album, is that considered nowadays klezemer? When you're listening to an instrument, even though it's not live music, is that considered benefiting or nanif from the klezemer? First of all, yes or no, depending on the type of music. Again, let's say you're listening to slow songs. So it wouldn't necessarily. And also, if you're listening by yourself, it's unlikely you're going to get up to dance. I'm saying, you're like listening with ear. Next thing you know, like the guys in the street. If you're in a restaurant that's playing the music, do you have to leave? Is that your question?
Is the owner allowed to put it on? Or a music? Not live music. Music.
That's a good question. What does the Rav Maksha say? Does the Rav Maksha have an opinion about that? What? You're allowed to have music while you're eating in general. You're saying Samzit is an Isser the whole year to listen to music while you're eating. You're not allowed to, unless it's a Sunnis mitzvah.
I'm saying there's an Isser to listen to a certain type of music.
What?
The choice of music that's playing at a restaurant.
There's an Isser to listen to a certain type of music if you go to many restaurants with Ashkaf that they have a little music on. So I don't think they're all mantra
music. Right, okay. I mean, apparently they're not so machban on the ambiance and the other air elements of the restaurant. Okay, I hear. So. Yeah, I hear that. No, Lamaise is like this.
I want to ask the Shiloh about this.
No, to go to a place that they're playing background music, let's say you're in an office, you're waiting in a doctor's office, and they have the background stuff. So the background music is fine. Even they say, like, kids' stories. Let's say you're putting in a kid's CD, and they all, every, you know, they have music and stuff like that. That's mutter, because it's all agav. You're not there to enjoy the music. The music is just part of the thing. So the question you're asking, though, is the owner allowed to l'chatchila put that on?
So it came out very interesting. I asked the Shalons and to Rabbi Moichman, and he told me you're allowed to go there because the owner is playing it to get business. And the owner is playing it to get business, so he's allowed to put it on.
Right.
So who's he playing it for? He's not playing it for you, but he's playing it for customers that wouldn't come without it. So you're allowed to go there and play it because there's some people who want to listen to it.
Right.
And who don't want to keep the halacha.
Or that they're not Jewish.
Right.
It's a Gemara. The Gemara talks about it, not during the 3 weeks. The Gemara talks in general that as a result of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, we have to be memayit listening to play nigun. So the question is, when does that apply exactly? But for sure, our minig is from the 3 weeks and on, we don't have to play clay zemer at all. Clay zemer means, okay? Now the whole Shiloh with the CDs or whatever, the music that's just singing, just vocal, and a cappella or whatever, and it's just vocalists, and it's not accompanied by instruments at all. So there, the lumdis, the Shiloh, is that someone wants to say that the CD itself is like a clean eagle. Because it's a chatz of music now. Now, of course, I could listen to you sing. Once you record it and you put it out, that's now a chefza of an instrument. That's how you create music. You put this thing into a record, into a player, and it plays the music. So now that's something creates music, just like an instrument creates music. This thing creates music, and therefore,
someone singing would also.
No, someone singing. I'm listening to. I'm not listening to a clean eagle. I'm just listening to someone sing. But if someone's singing, and now that became recorded, and now that's now a movable thing that you could create music with it, so now the CD itself is a clean nigun, and you're using it to play, to have nigun from it, basically. So that's why, that's the shaila of about those types of CDs, that's the tata asra. Right, if it has accompaniment of instruments, so you're listening to the instrument. But if there's no, even there, Moshe held that it's not called live music. Moshe happened to hold, they're not allowed to see these all year because of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Some of them are not allowed to listen to music. The Pesach was not particularly accepted by Sfaradim. There are some Sfaradim out there that talk about the very mouth of this. They don't listen to music year round, period. Only Sfaradim. I had a friend that in Lakewood from Argentina. Some Chashev guy, anyway. So I wanted to give him a baby toy. And it was like one of these things that you press and it makes some sort of. We don't listen to music in my house. I don't want this toy. So,
was a cappella any different than a DJ?
I don't know what you mean by that question.
Why is listening to a cappella during 3 weeks any different than listening to a DJ or a
music? It's not. That's also awesome. Maybe they're both awesome. So, that's Lagabi music. If it's a background music now, some people ask, are you allowed to take music lessons on Chol Hamoed? So, the person giving the lesson is allowed to give the lesson because for him it's not hanah. It's not hanah, it's just business. The shaila is the student. Is the student allowed to take the lessons? It's not so pasha. Pashtus is that it should be a problem to take the lesson.
Unless he's doing it for. and train? Or no?
He's l'maisa learning, for sure, he's enjoying himself. He has no other reason to do it except to learn the skill. That's still a problem. Shmuel's machmer on that.
I'll tell you, learning an instrument is really tough. Only the toksav is
really
tough. What? The training is pretty difficult work.
It's very rigid.
Oh, he actually is matur. He says that both, what? Yeah, okay, he brings down here, talk it's mutter both. He says it's mutter both, because it's not derech simcha. To learn or to teach? I thought I had to stop talking like that. Okay, this is what it says here. Also, if you need it as background music to help you exercise, then it's mutter. I think it really depends what the point is. If the word is that it helps you with the rhythm and all that, then that's okay. But if it's like the pshat is that you get in a good mood, you know, by listening to it, and then you like have more of a cheshek to the exercise, maybe that's more of a problem. But the actual, you know, if it's just to keep you going, and he even says here, if you need music while you're driving to keep you awake, it's also okay. Because again, you're not doing it for the simcha of the music. Okay? Fine.
Does that mean you have to put on the music you don't like? Now they're going to stay awake, you're going to exercise, is it going to be music that you enjoy?
Yeah, it has music that's given for that purpose. I don't know exactly. Now. Okay, so the categories that we discussed are saying Shachyanu, getting married, haircuts, and music. Okay, those are, right, so there's different things going under music, dancing, etc. That's pretty much, as far as the 3 weeks goes, you know, shaving and haircuts, listening to music, etc. And all that. All those Yisurim start tonight. All those things start already tonight. But anything else is people want to know about business deals and construction, all that. That's running through for 3 weeks. Not by the 9 days. We'll talk about maybe one other shir before Tisha B'Av about the halachos of the 9 days. Okay, fine.